Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Powerful Theater Techniques podcast. I'm your host, Annalie Alexa, and I'm so excited to have you here with me today. In this episode, we're going to explore the fascinating world of using your body to tell a story. So sit back, relax, and let's dive into the wonderful art of using your body to convey powerful messages on stage and beyond. Thank you for joining me, and let's get started. Nonverbal communication is a powerful tool in storytelling. Our bodies have a lot to say, and sometimes the most compelling parts of a story can be told without saying a word. From the way we use our hands to the expressions on our faces, nonverbal cues can evoke emotions and convey messages that words alone cannot. Consider how a simple smile or a furrowed brow can instantly change the tone of a conversation. These subtle gestures can make a story come to life by reflecting the emotions and intentions of the characters involved. A tense body posture can create suspense, while a relaxed stance can signal comfort and ease. In storytelling, nonverbal communication acts as a bridge between the speaker and the audience, allowing for a deeper connection and understanding. By paying attention to the body language of characters and incorporating it into our narratives, we can create a more immersive and engaging experience for our listeners. So, as storytellers, let's remember that our bodies can speak volumes. Let's harness the power of nonverbal communication to enhance our stories and leave a lasting impact on our audience. As we continue on our journey of using our bodies to tell a story, it's important to take the time to prepare our bodies for the expressive journey ahead. Before we dive into the depths of storytelling, let's take a moment to gently warm up our bodies, making sure we're physically aligned with the story we want to tell. Start by taking a few deep breaths, allowing your body to relax and release any tension. Feel the breath move through your chest, down into your belly, and then exhale slowly, letting go of any tightness or stress. As you continue to breathe deeply, gently move your neck from side to side, allowing your head to roll, releasing any stiffness in your neck and shoulders. Next, give your spine some attention by slowly rolling your shoulders back and forth and gently twisting from side to side. This will help to loosen up any tension and prepare your body for the physicality of storytelling. As we prepare our bodies for expression, it's important to remember that our physical presence plays a significant role in how our stories are communicated. By taking the time to warm up our bodies, we're ensuring that we can fully embody the stories we want to share, using our gestures, moods, and expressions to enhance the narrative. So as you continue to prepare your body for the expressive journey ahead, remember to be mindful of how each part of your body contributes to the story you want to tell. Stay tuned as we delve deeper into the art of using our bodies to tell a compelling story. So let's talk about some basic techniques for using gesture and movement to enhance your storytelling. First, remember that your body is just as important as your words when it comes to engaging your audience. Using gestures can help you emphasize key points in your story and convey emotion. Whether it's a hand gesture to show excitement or a subtle movement to indicate hesitation, your body language can really bring your story to life. When using gestures, it's important to be natural and authentic. Let your body movements flow naturally with the story, rather than forcing them. This will make your gestures feel more genuine and help your audience connect with your storytelling on a deeper level. Pay attention to your posture as well. Standing tall and maintaining open body language can help you exude confidence and captivate your listeners. In addition to gestures, movement can also play a powerful role in storytelling. Consider how you can physically move throughout your storytelling performance to create a dynamic and engaging experience for your audience. Moving around the space can help to maintain your listeners' attention and create visual interest. Just be sure not to overdo it. Movement should support your storytelling, not distract from it. Lastly, practice using gesture and movement to enhance your storytelling. Record yourself or perform in front of a mirror to see how your body language complements your narrative. With time and practice, you'll find the right balance of gesture and movement to captivate your audience and tell a compelling story. Now let's dive into some engaging activities that can help young learners use their bodies to tell a story. These activities are not only fun, but they also promote creativity and imagination in children. One exciting activity for young learners is creating a freeze frame story. In this activity, kids can work together in small groups to act out a scene from a story or a concept they've learned, and then freeze in a dramatic pose as if they were taking a photograph. This encourages physical expression and helps children connect their bodies to the narrative. Another great activity is to choreograph simple dance routines or movements to represent different characters or emotions in a story. This not only gets kids moving, but also allows them to express the feelings and actions of the characters through their bodies. Additionally, using props or costumes to act out stories can be a fantastic way for young learners to engage with the narrative and really embody the characters they are portraying. These activities not only make learning fun, but also help children develop a deeper understanding of storytelling and enhance their physical and creative skills. Engaging older students can present a unique challenge, but with the right techniques, it's absolutely possible to capture their attention and keep them engaged. One effective approach is to tap into their life experiences and knowledge by encouraging them to share their own stories. This not only fosters a sense of connection and community, but also allows them to see the value in their own experiences and perspectives. Another powerful technique is to incorporate interactive elements into the learning process. Activities that require physical movement, such as role-playing or group discussions, can be highly effective in keeping older students engaged and actively participating in the learning process. By using their bodies to interact and communicate, students can more fully absorb and integrate the material being presented. It's also important to recognize the diverse learning styles of older students and accommodate them accordingly. Some students may learn best through visual aids, while others may excel with hands-on activities. By incorporating a variety of teaching methods, you can ensure that all students are able to actively engage with the material in a way that resonates with them. Ultimately, engaging older students with advanced techniques requires a deep understanding of their unique needs and preferences. By creating a supportive and inclusive learning environment, and by incorporating interactive and varied teaching methods, it's possible to capture the attention and enthusiasm of older students and guide them toward a successful learning experience. Building confidence through physical storytelling is a powerful tool that anyone can use to communicate with impact. By harnessing the power of body language, we can elevate our storytelling to a whole new level. When you use your body to tell a story, you not only captivate your audience, but also instill a sense of confidence within yourself. One of the key aspects of physical storytelling is owning your space. Stand tall, use strong and purposeful gestures, and make eye contact with your audience. These simple actions exude confidence and command attention, making your storytelling more engaging and powerful. Another way to build confidence through physical storytelling is through mirroring and matching the energy of your audience. Pay attention to their body language and adjust your movements and expressions to create a sense of connection and rapport. This not only creates a more engaging storytelling experience, but also bolsters your confidence as you feel more connected to your audience. Finally, don't underestimate the power of movement in storytelling. By using your body to bring the story to life, you create a dynamic and immersive experience for your audience. Whether it's a subtle gesture or a dramatic movement, Physical storytelling adds depth and richness to your narrative, ultimately boosting your confidence as a storyteller. Incorporating physical storytelling into your communication repertoire not only enhances your storytelling abilities, but also cultivates a sense of confidence in your own voice and presence. So, the next time you tell a story, remember to use your body to convey emotion, captivate your audience, and build the confidence to truly shine as a storyteller. All right, let's talk about some common mistakes people make when trying to use their body to tell a story, and how to overcome them. One mistake is not being aware of your body language. It's easy to get caught up in what you're saying, but if you're not paying attention to how you're using your body, you could be sending the wrong message. To overcome this, practice being mindful of your body language and how it aligns with the story you're telling. Another mistake is using excessive or unnatural gestures. While it's important to use your body to enhance your storytelling, overdoing it can be distracting. Instead, focus on using natural gestures that complement the narrative and add emphasis where needed. One more common mistake is not maintaining eye contact with your audience. Your eyes are a powerful tool for conveying emotion and connecting with your listeners. To overcome this, practice making eye contact with different members of your audience, making sure to engage everyone. So, to use your body to tell a story effectively, be mindful of your body language, use natural gestures, and maintain eye contact with your audience. These simple adjustments can make a big difference in how your story is received. Now let's dig into some real-world success stories that illustrate the power of using your body to tell a story. Take Sarah, for example. She's a yoga instructor who struggled to attract new clients to her studio. But once she started using her body language and movements to convey confidence, strength, and tranquility, her classes began to fill up and her clients started bringing in their friends and family. Then there's Tom, a sales executive who used to struggle to connect with his prospects. Through body language training, he learned to project openness, warmth, and trustworthiness, and his sales numbers soared as a result. And finally, we have Maria, a public speaker who used to get nervous and fidgety on stage. By harnessing the power of her body language to convey passion, conviction, and authority, she captivated her audience and left a lasting impression. These success stories serve as powerful reminders that our bodies can truly be our best storytelling tools. So, how can you tap into the power of body language to achieve your own success story? Stay tuned to find out. Conclusion and takeaways. Wow. What an incredible journey we've been on today, exploring the power of using your body to tell a story. We've learned so much about the impact of body language, movement, and expression in conveying messages and building connections. As we wrap up today's episode, here are some key takeaways to keep in mind. Body language is a universal form of communication that can be more powerful than words. Being mindful of your posture, facial expressions, and gestures can enhance your storytelling abilities. Emotional authenticity and physical embodiment can create a deep sense of connection with your audience. I hope you found these insights valuable and that you feel inspired to harness the potential of your body as a storytelling tool in your personal and professional life. Remember, every movement, every expression, and every gesture can be a part of your story. So go out there and use your body to tell the most captivating stories imaginable. As you guide your students in developing their storytelling skills, it's essential to emphasize the role of body language. Encourage them to harness the power of their physical expressions to convey emotion, engage their audience, and add depth to their narratives. Remind them that body language is a powerful tool that can significantly elevate their storytelling, making their performances more compelling and impactful. By integrating these techniques, you can help your students reach new heights in their storytelling abilities. If you're looking for more tips and creative exercises like this one, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We've got plenty of other episodes focused on using voice, movement, and creativity in the classroom to inspire your students. And for even more insights into unleashing the power of creative thinking through theater, check out our book, Powerful Theater Techniques to Enhance Social and Emotional Learning. It's packed with practical tools and exercises to make learning fun and meaningful. Thank you for tuning in and joining me on this exploration of body-centered storytelling. Until next time, keep using your body to tell your unique and amazing story. Goodbye for now, and take care.